The evolution of our physical form is an important aspect of human development, but it's not the whole story. Tools and technology have also played a major role in our history, as has the evolution of our collective understanding and agreements about the nature of reality. This includes the development of science, religion, and money. These factors, often overlooked, have been influential in shaping our history and understanding of the adjacent possible. This understanding is not static, but rather it is constantly evolving and refining, which allows us to consider ever more possibilities. One example of this is our understanding of the Earth as being round rather than at. In the past, many people believed that the Earth was at because of their lived experience. It would have been difficult for them to imagine that the Earth was anything other than at. When, however, the Greek philosopher Pythagoras suggested that the Earth was actually spherical, circa 500 BCE, it opened the door to many new possibilities and advances. Today, it is clear to most people that the Earth is a sphere, thanks in part to photographs of the Earth taken from space. While a small number of people still believe in the at-Earth theory, they have little evidence to back up their claims. Similar to how we used to think the Earth was flat, based on our experience, we currently think about the web as a flat two-dimensional space. But the web is not actually at. It is a complex, multidimensional space that is constantly evolving. The tools we use to access the web, such as web browsers, give us the impression that it is at and static. But the web is much more than that. In the future, our understanding of the web will evolve, and we will see its multidimensionality, just as we now understand the Earth to be a sphere. Our current understanding of the web as a flat space will seem as limited and outdated as flat Earth theory. The mere existence of this book, along with people actively reading and engaging with its ideas, suggests that a transformative shift in our comprehension of the web is underway. This shift supports growing movements for decentralization, privacy, data sovereignty, safety, truth, and free speech. In order to address the existential threats facing our society, we must move beyond our current limited understanding of the web as a flat, two-dimensional space and embrace a multi-layered web. This will allow us to collectively and democratically tackle the challenges we face and secure a democratic future. This book posits a shift in our understanding of the web, transitioning from a flat, two-dimensional screen to a multi-layered, hyper-dimensional space. This shift in paradigm will not change the essence of the web, which has always been hyper-dimensional, but it will redefine how we interact with the web. The shift will help us to solve many of the problems that plague the web today, such as scams, abuse, and false information. It will also enable us to create and fairly distribute value, and to connect, communicate, and collaborate in new and powerful ways. The move to a hyper-dimensional web will allow us to address the global challenges we face in a collective and democratic manner. This book introduces the concept of the meta-web, a meta-layer on top of the existing web that creates safe, decentralized public spaces. The meta-web is anchored by a map of the online information ecology and is accessible through browser extensions, website code libraries, and browsers that implement meta-web protocols. It operates as a trust layer on top of the existing web page, providing a more secure and decentralized way to access the web. The future of the web is vast and complex, but the concepts introduced in this book are simple and easy to understand. The web of the future is not at, but rather multi-layered like a cake. This book will help you explore this complex and exciting territory and discover what's possible in the next level of the internet.